I live with two cats, which some people find surprising because I love birds so much. To add to the irony, both of my cats were inveterate bird killers before they moved in with me. I got Miss Kitty in 1998, making her about 20 years old now. Kitty had been a stray here in Duluth. In 2006, Casey was a young feral cat in a trap-neuter release program in Ohio who had been hunting birds in my daughter's yard in Oberlin. I lured her into my car with a can of cat food, and she seemed so grateful for food and a home, even a mobile home in the form of a Prius, that she rode 800 miles home with me, seemingly actually enjoying the car ride. Since we married in 1972, Russ and I have rescued 7 outdoor bird-killing stray cats. Considering that I'm far more a dog than a cat person, and that Russ does not particularly like cats at all, we've definitely done our share to alleviate the problems of outdoor cats, at least individual ones, on bird populations. Unfortunately, we humans have a much better capacity to wrap our heads around the plights of individuals than of groups or whole populations. According to the American Bird Conservancy, cats have contributed to the extinction of 33 species worldwide and continue to adversely impact a wide variety of other species, including those at risk of extinction, such as piping plovers. In the United States alone, cats are estimated to kill 2.4 billion birds every year. The ecological dangers posed by cats are so critical that the International Union for the Conservation of Nature lists domestic cats as one of the world's worst non-native invasive species. People who love cats, like me, can bring individual cats into their homes. On a larger scale, cat protection groups can adopt out some cats and can bring unadoptable feral cats into large enclosures separated by barriers to keep wild birds and other native species out and the cats in. That is obviously an extremely difficult and expensive solution, but if people don't want to bear that cost in dollars, they should not expect wild birds to pay the cost with their lives. The American Bird Conservancy has been tirelessly fighting to solve the problem of cats killing wild birds. Right now, they've been in a battle with groups trying to subsidize a feral cat colony on Jones Beach in New York, one of the few remaining beaches in the state where piping plovers still nest successfully. ABC filed a lawsuit in March 2016 against the New York State Parks Office over the cat's continued presence at Jones Beach because of those nesting piping plovers, a species listed as threatened in the Atlantic Coast region under the Federal Endangered Species Act and as endangered by New York State. 2 weeks ago, on February 6, 2017, U.S. District Judge Arthur Spatt denied a motion to dismiss the case, finding that ABC's allegations, quote, support an inference of plausible harm to the survival of Jones Beach piping plovers. I entirely support the American Bird Conservancy's approach, even as I wish we could work together to solve the underlying cause of this tragically polarizing issue. We must find the most humane ways possible to prevent non-native cats from killing our vulnerable birds. It's absurd for people who romanticize the so-called wildness of domestic cats to so casually write off the deaths of billions of genuinely wild birds. Until cat defenders get serious about finding effective ways to protect birds from cats, I see no alternative but to deal with cats on the prowl the way we once had to do with dogs. And I say that even as I hold my own dear kitties close, knowing I've at least been part of the solution, not part of the problem. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.